Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Hello, you all. This week's Unraveler deals with Parsha Vayikra. It is the beginning parsha for the third book of the Torah, which in English is referred to as Leviticus. The Haftarah is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21, through chapter 44, verse 23. Today's Unraveler was originally promulgated in March of 2014 and is written by Rabbi Alan B. Lucas, the senior rabbi of Temple Beth Shalom in Roslyn Heights, New York. The rabbi writes, "In ancient literary world, a book that had five chapters usually elevated the third to the being of greatest importance. For example, in the Book of Lamentations, Echa, and its emphasis on chapter 3. In the five books that make up the Torah, it's not surprising that the third, the Book of Vayikra, is also considered of central importance in the structure of the entire Torah. This is somewhat strange for the modern people, who frequently view the sacrifices and the entire sacrificial system as a vestige of a primitive form of worship. As Maimonides liked to explain, it is part of the natural development of the Jewish people from their primitive origins in a world dominated by sacrifice to a more sophisticated and mature way to relate to God as exemplified by prayer. This is not how the Torah saw things, and certainly not how the prophets did, either. The Torah places sacrifice at the very center of Jewish enterprise, and the prophets similarly wrestled with sacrifices at the very core of their theology. If you want to read more on this subject, Chancellor Eisen has a wonderful chapter on Leviticus in his work, Taking Hold of Torah. If the Torah portion for this week introduces us to the importance of sacrifices as a key to understanding the entire Jewish enterprise, the Haftarah comes from a moment some 100 years later and is part of a strongly worded rebuke by the prophet Isaiah, where Isaiah clearly blames the people for not embracing sacrifices as the major cause of their downfall and exile. Quote, "The people I form for myself shall declare my praise, but you have not worshipped me, O Jacob. You have not brought me your sheep or burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices." Close quote. Chapter 43, verse 21. Name a key religious value. Compassion, kindness, honesty, love of God, love of man. It appears for many of the prophets, certainly for Isaiah, integrity is one of the key religious values. Quote, "You have wearied me with your inequities." Close quote, chapter 43, verse 24. The prophet speaks to a people which has been exiled from their land and seen many of their loved ones annihilated. He speaks to a people decimated and depressed. How does his message help such a destitute people? For the first time in human history, prophets challenge the people to take responsibility for their fate. Rather than have them see themselves as victims, the prophet empowers the people to take control of their destinies. While it may seem harsh to say to those who have suffered such awful fate, "This is your fault," the prophet recognizes that the people he loves is at a crucial juncture in their history. They sit in exile, their homeland destroyed, and they can choose to see themselves as victims of history or masters of their own fate. Those who see themselves as victims are doomed to passivity, forced to wait until others change their fate, hoping and praying that their fortunes will improve. But those who see themselves as masters of their own destiny take charge of their future, and chart a new course for themselves and their children. The theology of "on account of our sins, we were exiled from our land" is not a case of blaming the victim, but on the contrary, it is refusing to become a victim. For if it is my own actions that created my current circumstances, then I can also have the power to improve them. The prophet offers the people a way forward. If wrong living got me exiled, then right living can redeem me. If hypocrisy destroyed the fabric of my society, then integrity is the key to building a new one. Isaiah continues to rail against those who put their faith in idols and implores the children of Israel to remember that they are privileged to worship the one true God, who will forgive them if they will merely act in a manner deserving of forgiveness. The book of Vayikra presents the keys to building a life and society based on integrity. The Torah of Isaiah offers the people a way back to a life of integrity after they have strayed. Leviticus says that to be human is to strive and reach and sometimes fail. Isaiah provides that the people who fall can also pick themselves up and restore themselves to their former glory. Quote, "Shout for joy, O mountains. The Lord has redeemed Jacob, has glorified himself through Israel." This is from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 23. Thank you. Shalom, y'all.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.